Texte numéro 94. Weighing the good and the bad of autonomous killer robots in battle. In his lab at George Mason University in Virginia, Sean Luke has all kinds of robots, big ones with wheels, medium ones that look like humans, and then he has a couple of dozen that look like small metal boxes. In the future, Luke and his team hope these little robots can work like ants, in teams of hundreds, for example, to build houses or help search for survivors after a disaster. New algorithms and huge new databases are allowing robots to navigate complex spaces, and artificial intelligence just achieved a victory few thought would ever happen. A computer, made by Google, beat a professional human in a match of Go. It doesn't take much imagination to conjure a future in which a swarm of those robots are used on a battlefield. If that sounds like science fiction, it's not. Earlier this month, representatives from more than 82 countries gathered in Geneva to consider the repercussions of that kind of development. Human Rights Watch and Harvard Law School's International Human Rights Clinic added to the urgency of the meeting by issuing a report calling for a complete ban on autonomous killer robots. The lead author of the report says the technology must be stopped before humanity crosses what she calls a moral threshold. Lethal autonomous robots have been called the third revolution of warfare after gunpowder and nuclear weapons, she says. They would completely alter the way wars are fought in ways we probably can't even imagine. Killer robots could start an arms race and also obscure who is held responsible for war crimes. But above all, she says, there is the issue of basic human rights. It would undermine human dignity to be killed by a machine that can't understand the value of human life, she says. Georgia Tech's Ron Arkin, who is one of the country's leading robo-ethicists, says the potential benefits of killer robots should not be overlooked. They can assume far more risk on behalf of a non-combatant than any human being in their right mind would, he says. They can potentially have better sensors to cut through the fog of war. They can be designed without emotion, such as anger, fear, frustration, which causes human beings, unfortunately, to err. Arkin says robots could become a new kind of precision-guided weapon. They could be sent into an urban environment, for example, to take out snipers. He says that's probably far into the future, but what he knows right now is that too many innocent people are still being killed in war. Arkin says one day killer robots could be so precise that it might become inhumane not to use them. Adapted from NPR, April 2016.